and Joey James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Thursday, August 9. Coming up, supply of asphalt and asphaltic products to improve. New Jamaica Agricultural Society executive focused on growing agriculture sector and water lock-offs to affect corporate area for the next 3 days. The news in detail after the break.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-18303. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
Now the news. Several sections of the corporate area will experience a disruption in water supply over the next 3 days due to emergency pipeline works being carried out by the National Water Commission, NWC. The disruptions in supply will take place from 8 p.m. Thursday to 8 a.m. Friday morning and on Saturday, August 11, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Corporate Public Relations Manager at the NWC, Charles Buchanan, says the project is being carried out with co-management partners, Maya International.
We're having to install some 2,200 new valves on the network. So you will see us at virtually all intersections all across the corporate area. And these valves are absolutely necessary to enable us to serve our customers better.
Mr. Buchanan was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Adequate supplies of asphalt and asphaltic products are now available in the local marketplace. A recent press release from the Office of the Prime Minister outlines that supplies of the products will increase following the resumption of refining operations at Petrojam on the weekend. The refinery had been shut down for routine maintenance for approximately 2.5 months. However, the release says additional maintenance work was required during the period, which extended the downtime, resulting in a supply challenge in the asphalt market. With the resumption of operations at the refinery, Petrojam is now able to fulfill all outstanding asphalt orders to its customers, including the National Works Agency, NWA, and the National Water Commission, NWC. The process unit is also in full operation, producing the full slate of petroleum products. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Audie Shaw says development of the Essex Valley Irrigation Project in St. Elizabeth is expected to start within the next 3 months. The initiative, which seeks to improve irrigation systems in the area, is being funded through a grant from the United Kingdom Caribbean Infrastructure Partnership Fund, which is administered by the Caribbean Development Bank, CDB.
This project will positively impact the livelihoods of over 700 farmers on 1,700 acres of land through the provision of irrigation water and increased access of our agricultural produce to local and international markets.
In addition to improving irrigation, the project entails other components geared at boosting agriculture in Essex Valley. These include training for farmers and other stakeholders in food safety standards and climate smart agriculture practices, and the development of guidelines to support the participation of men, women, youth, and persons with disabilities. And incoming president of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS Lenworth Fulton, says the newly elected executive is focused on stimulating greater growth in the agricultural sector. Among the immediate plans of the new team is to renew the call for the creation of a national agricultural marketing network targeting exports and food safety.
The new JAS must work with government, private sector, and other organizations to include the development of its key properties and businesses into sustainable operation. The new dispensation must focus on a pathway of recovery for those subsectors that are currently facing many challenges, such as sugarcane, coffee, cocoa, citrus, pimento, etc.
Mr. Fulton was making his inaugural address at the Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show in Clarendon recently. He, along with incoming Vice President Denton Alvaranga and Owen Dobson, will officially take up office in September. That was JIS News. I'm Anjoy James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.